Daily Light, September the 23rd, morning. Our God has not forsaken us. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. The Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. The Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, and yet I will not forget you. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Our God has not forsaken us. Ezra 9:9. And 1 Peter 4:12. Hebrews 12:7-8. Deuteronomy 13:3. 1 Samuel 12:22, Isaiah 49:15, Psalm 146:5, and Luke 18:7-8. Daily Light, September the 23rd, evening. The one who conquers will have this heritage. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. As it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you. All things are yours, the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through his Spirit. Watch yourselves, so that you may not lose what we have worked for, but may win a full reward. Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The one who conquers will have this heritage. Revelation 21:7. And 1 Corinthians 15:19, Hebrews 11:16, 1 Peter 1:4, 1 Corinthians 3:21-22, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, and 2 John 1:8, and Hebrews 12:1.